We are eradicating women, swimmer Riley Gaines blasts science deniers who allow trans athletes in women's sports. By Warner Todd Houston on March 10, 2023. Former University of Kentucky swimming champion Riley Gaines is blasting those who support allowing biological males compete against natural-born female athletes, and is saying they are eradicating women. In her recent appearance on Fox News America Reports on Thursday, Gaines also insisted that those who say they are following the science are actually science deniers if they support transgender athletes. If you believe in science, you know there is man and woman, Gaines said. To deny that is to deny science, it's to deny logic. It's to deny reason and, quite frankly, common sense. Gaines also noted that the left's continuing efforts to dilute the definitions of motherhood and breastfeeding is also an effort to erase women. We are eradicating women as a whole, she insisted. We're changing dictionary definitions. We have a sitting Supreme Court justice who can't define what it is to be a woman because she claims she's not a biologist. I'm also not a biologist, but it doesn't take one to acknowledge what a woman is and the struggles that we go through. And we deserve to be celebrated on our own physical limitations. Gaines then addressed the recent court ruling forcing USA powerlifting to include biological men in its women's categories and noted that the sport is the perfect place to highlight the real physical differences between those born male and those born female. We know testosterone has an effect on performance, outcome, and strength, she explained. Men, on average, and this is not opinionated, it's a fact, men on average are taller, they're stronger, more powerful, faster than women. Again, to deny that is denying science. We have so much data and scientific evidence that prove this. In another interview this month, Gaines noted that many sports officials and athletic directors have told her that they agree with her contention that biological males should not be allowed to play against women, but that they are afraid to say so publicly for fear of facing the cancel culture. I was present at the NCAA convention, where I got a booth similar to the setup of this convention, where athletic directors would walk around, all the presidents of universities, chancellors, and I had the chance to talk to all of them, Gaines said at this year's Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC. They all said to me, keep doing what you are doing. We support you, we just can't do it publicly, the athlete-turned-activist said. I can't even tell you how frustrating that is to have these people who have the power to make these changes basically look me and my teammates, and the other people I am advocating with, in my face and tell me keep doing what you're doing. We have the power to help, and we think we should help, but we're not going to help, Gaines concluded. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.